Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, guys, I don't know if you saw this or heard about this, but, you know, we've been sharing about Israel. We've been sharing what's been happening to the Jewish people and the persecution that they've been under attack. But, you know, you had the president, former president of Iran, who's no longer president. Rouhani was presently newly elected. But the former president of Iran, he actually tried to say that the Holocaust didn't even exist.
Yeah, never happened.
Never happened. Lunacy. I mean, he kept saying it over and over again, and reminds me of another person that was kind of a lunatic as well, Adolf Hitler. And they just found photos of Adolf Hitler. They just found photos of Adolf Hitler that were that his private photographer was taking pictures of him, and when Adolf Hitler, it's reported, when he saw those pictures published for the first time or printed, he said, get rid of the negatives. Get rid of them. And we're going to have these pictures available for you on the torch, but it's literally, you know, one after another, pictures of Adolf Hitler posing as he's hearing himself in an audio speech. And he's, I mean, you should see him, his arms lifted up, dramatic finger pointing. You have him, I mean, basically doing theatrics in these pictures so that he can practice on giving his speeches. You can understand that this man had an oratorical gift. I mean, he had a way with words. He was able to excite the crowd. He spoke with fervor and zeal and passion. And he was demonstrative in his movements. And he was practicing. He was practicing this hocus pocus that he was doing. And these pictures show this charade, this lunacy. We're going to make it, you know, on the torch for you. But it goes to show you that, I mean, you got to careful of all the speeches that you hear. Careful of all the leaders that speak with, you know, with demonstration and don't listen to the word. You got to look at the fruit. You got to see everything. You got to see everything. But he was walking the German people, and in particularly, especially the Jews, off of a short plank. And he riled all these people up. And we talked one time about a book called Hitler's Beneficiaries. And in Hitler's Beneficiaries, full disclosure, I didn't read the whole thing, but I read part of this book. And in the part that I read here, because I often wondered, I mean, you know, there's 6 million Jews that were killed, you know. Hitler did not kill them all himself. So how, I mean, he was greatly deceived. You know, as I thought about this atrocity and thought about how these people were killed, and taken down, how are all these people duped into helping Adolf Hitler do this? Because he did not do this alone. I've seen pictures of soldiers, German soldiers near Auschwitz, and they're, I mean, smiling and holding hands with other people, like they had female soldiers, I guess, too. And, you know, like they were having a good old time while Jews on the other side of this camp were being burned in the furnace. I mean, talk about deception and evil. Like, what is, you know? And one of the things that in the book, Hitler's Beneficiaries, talks about, that Germany was going through such a horrible economic time. I mean, they were starving, practically. And Hitler here was trying to rouse them up and trying to get them, you know, like, hey, you know, elect the Nazi party. We're going to fix all of this. And long story short, he winds up start confiscating all of this furniture from the Jewish people, and he starts giving them to the German people. And it's like, here's your flat screen TV, courtesy of Hitler. And by the way, we hate the Jews. Walk out the door. You know, next day the doorbell rings, and it's like, we have an oak, you know, table here for you, and a china cabinet. Just loading it all in. Okay, beep, beep, beep. Truck comes in, you know, puts the furniture down. This is courtesy of Hitler and the Nazi party. And by the way, we hate the Jews. Mm-hmm. And, this kept going on. And the author writes that he realizes that some family furniture that was, you know, given to him years and years in a marriage and passed down, he realized that this furniture came from the Jews. He said, yeah, he had to get it out of his house. Wow. So I couldn't even have this because it was given to him, you know, from a family member, but the family member got it through this process.
Wow.
And it goes to show you that if enough people will get what they feel they want, man, they will walk anybody off of a plank. They'll walk anybody off of a plank. And all of a sudden you had a whole people that were looking to blame somebody. Mm-hmm. In this case, the Jews. And it's just one of the things. I mean, obviously it was great evil. It was, you know, obviously demonically inspired. But you see these pictures and I think, my goodness. And again, we'll have these for you on the torch, but you should see these poses. I mean, it's like finger pointing, his arms are stretched out. He was practicing the charade, practicing the art of deception, I guess, and making sure that he was proving his point in these speeches. And it serves to us as a reminder that, you know, careful.
Yeah.
Careful. Wow. Got to be aware of what is happening, what people are doing, and listening to more than just flowery words, mm-hmm. but really understanding and dig deeper into this ideology here. Dig deeper into these policies. Dig deeper into what somebody's saying, because you know all that glitters ain't gold. You know what I mean? You got to look deeper into this stuff. Right. And anything, no matter how pretty it sounds and how nice it sounds and how glorious it sounds, if it just contradicts the word of God, a clue here. Evil, not a good idea. Just, you know, note to self, evil. Because I've heard people just give glowing speeches and you think, man, this like sounds so good. It's like, but this is wrong. Wait a minute. You can get sucked into.
Yeah, it's easy.
To these, and it's like, this is wrong. This is wrong. And people are just being led away.
Yeah.
Let's try. So careful. We'll have this available for you on the torch.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.